I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We're live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We do have a couple of special guests joining us in studio right now, and we're going to talk about a very important community event. It is the annual C.J. Smuin Hitting Camp, which will be followed by its banquet that's coming up on January 24th and 25th. And joining us live here in the studio, we have Pat Smuin and Zach Jones, both with the C.J. Smuin Memorial Foundation. Guys, I always look forward to getting you in the studio. Thank you again for taking out the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Definitely. And Pat, we'll start with you. This is the fourth year that this event has taken place. And boy, it pops up, it seems like, sooner and sooner every year. I mean, we were talking about this a few months back, and here we are now. I mean, we're just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, you know, it always comes up quick, and we're excited about it again. We've worked hard at it this year to try to put on a good camp.
As far as the camp itself, registration is closed off on that, but that'll pick up on January 24th and then again on the 25th. And I remember talking to you a few months back. You were excited about some of the names, right, that are going to come and help out. It seems like that grows every year.
Yeah, you know, every year it seems like it grows. We have a lot of people that want to help out and coach. And so this year we were able to ask Kirk Haney, Coach Kirk Haney with USU Eastern. He's going to help us out. He has a gentleman helping us also, Eric Hansen, so we're excited about that, but have a lot of coaches that are always interested in helping us.
Zach, I'm going to go to you with this. I remember talking with you about this last season to just kind of see this kind of grow and grow and grow, and I know you have a big role in it as well. Now in year four, how fun has it been to see where it's come to and all the people that are helping out with it and making it a success year in and year out?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. If you would have asked us when it started, if it would have grown to this, I'm not sure any of us would have said yeah, for sure. But every year there's a lot of people, like Pat said, that want to jump in and help us and be a part of something that's great for the kids, great for our community, and a night that, you know, allows us to talk about things that have the potential of impacting any one of our lives, and it has impacted our life. So yeah, to see that growth and to see it every year come full circle and become a great event, I can't really put into words that I expected it to be as great as it is, but every year you walk away and you're like, man, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Pat, when Zach talks about awareness, right, and this affecting, I know so many people that have been affected by this, tying baseball into a life lesson, it just seems like it works. I mean, baseball is such a fantastic sport. It's such a fantastic game. You can play it until you're 90 years old. You can get out and throw a baseball around, right? And so to get out, play this game that I know CJ loves so much, and at the same time bring awareness, I mean, it's a very impactful 2 days.
Yeah, it's very impactful. I think anybody that has played the game of baseball or coached it or been involved in it, you know, you fail more than you succeed. And so I think you can look at life that way a lot, that, you know, you have failures, but you do succeed. And so, and when you succeed, you should celebrate it. And it's a good thing. So it has been a big part of our camp and what we like to talk about a lot. And, you know, how do you get past failure and how do you get back on your feet and keep going?
Yeah,
and we've done that.
Baseball's a game of failure, right? If you get a hit 3 out of 10 times, and you hit 300, you're doing something special. That means you fail 7, though.
Yep, and you got to learn how to fail those 7 times to you know. So it's a big part of our life, and it's a big part of CJ's life.
Yeah. When we get past the camp itself, I mean, January 24th, 4 to 8, January 25th, really 8 till 5, but then the banquet comes up on the 25th at 6 p.m., and that's really what we're going to focus on today because, well, there is a lot to offer in this camp, right? You guys are selling tickets right now for $25 to get in. That will include dinner from Sam Farlano. Everyone loves his lasagna. Tell me a bit about the banquet, Pat, and what all, you know, it all entails when you buy a ticket to it.
Well, The thing about the banquet is we try, we have a, you know, a couple speakers. We have a, we're going to have Brent Wareham this year. He's a good friend of mine. He's one of the coaches. I met him in Montrose. He's coached and been in school administration for over 30 years. And he's dealt one-on-one with a lot of youth, and he's going to have a lot of good things to talk about. I'm excited to hear him speak, and he's a big part of that. You know, I always speak and tell the story and talk about CJ and what CJ was about. And then we have a mental health specialist, Nevin Alderman, that will speak also. And he's just been a big part of my life since I lost CJ. He's counseled me and helped me, and he always has a really good message for us. Zach always kind of kicks it off for us and talks about our camp and our foundation and what we're about, and kind of gives us the numbers and where we're at today and what we've done. And that's kind of the, what we'll do at the camp. The big thing is with this camp is the banquet's what's important to us. When we started this and we started doing all these wondering what to do and how we could help and how could we change somebody's mind that gets into this spot. And I think the biggest thing with us is just the awareness part and being able to get out there and talk about it a little bit and give parents and kids a platform to have a talk about this. And I think that this banquet definitely gives you that platform as a parent or as a kid, if you're struggling, or a parent that's struggling, that you can have that conversation. And that's what's really most important to us.
Well, let's be honest. It's not an easy conversation for any parent to have.
I'll say it the night I talk. It's just something, not a conversation I had, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while I might ask my kids if they're doing okay, but it wasn't a conversation I had. And I've said this several times, but why isn't it the conversation we have with our kids? For most other things that our kids do, we can fix them problems, but you can't fix that problem if that's a decision your child decides to make.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's the reason we have the banquet, is we want people to get out there and hear our story. CJ was a good kid. You know, there was no signs of what actually went down, and you know, and we just wanted to be able to tell our story because we don't want anybody else in our community or around us or people that we love or people we care about to have to go through the things we went through.
Again, we're being joined right now by Pat Smuin and Zach Jones as we talk about the CJ Smuin Memorial Foundation, the camp and the banquet that is coming up January 24th and 25th. Zach, Pat was talking just a moment ago about how you kind of kick things off and you talk about where you guys are at right now. That may be a vague question for you here on the radio, but I got to ask that. Where are you guys at right now and what is that looking like for you guys?
Yeah, so I mean, when we originally started, you know, the idea was very, very first was, hey, let's do a scholarship in CJ's name, you know, to bring awareness to suicide and suicide prevention and, you know, honor the way CJ lived, but bring awareness to and prevention to how he did leave this world. And from there, it turned into much more. Obviously, we're a registered 501c3 nonprofit. We offer not just the boys baseball scholarship, but also a female athlete scholarship that's available to for application. It's a nomination process at Carbon High School for any girl athlete, any female athlete. They get nominated by their coaches and then can apply for the scholarship. And so we award both of those scholarships annually. We've also, through the foundation, we've, you know, and the camp is our primary fundraiser aside from direct donations. We want to create something that lasts forever. You know, so there'll be a day I'm not here, there'll be a day Pat's not here, and we want this to be something that outlives us. And so that money is actually in an endowment fund, and that money will eventually, we get to the point where we can add more scholarships. We do that, such as the girls scholarship, but to where that should live on in perpetuity, to where, again, even if one day it's not a baseball camp, but we can have a banquet and we can celebrate those athletes and bring that conversation to, hopefully, honestly, like, not just to the banquet hall, but to dinner tables. I don't know how anyone can go to this event and listen to these speakers and not say, hey, you know, I don't know how to talk about this, but now the door's open for me and I can talk, you know, my child and I can talk about suicide. And what does that actually mean? What can put you in that spot where that's something you talk about. And, you know, what are the ways forward in that? And it, like, hey, I need to know that this banquet's going to open that door. And it's hard. It's hard to talk about. It's hard to talk about today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've been talking about it for 4 years, 5 years, you know, I mean, 4 years. But it opens that door to be able to have those conversations that, you know, hopefully lead to better outcomes.
And as we've talked about at this banquet, I mean, there is a lot going on, right? So we have the dinner, you have the silent auction, guest speakers. This is at the Fairgrounds Event Center. You can get your tickets right now online at cjsmulin.org, but you can also get them at the door, right? This is what you were telling me. You guys can take some on at the door.
Yeah, yeah. It's certainly, we're going to do our very best to not turn anyone away at the door. It helps us if you're able to buy those tickets early so we can plan and Sam can plan for how much food we need to make sure everyone's served. But yeah, and it's open to everyone. You don't have to be a baseball player. You don't have to be an athlete at all. You don't have to be a kid. You want to come and you want to have a good night and hear some fantastic speakers and be involved with something that's really good for our community. We'd love to have you.
Pat, as I hear Zach talk and you know the impact and what you guys get accomplished every time that this rolls around, it's something that definitely should not be overlooked. I know we've mentioned this several times. We have speakers come in year round. I mean, suicide prevention is it's more, there are more outlets open for people today than there were, let's say, 15, 20 years ago, right? And this is just another one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's real. It's you know, it's serious, and there's a lot of, and even when you watch TV or you're watching social media or things like that, you know, it's all over it. And it's just, you know, they talk about the 988. It's on our hats. You know, it's a hotline you can call. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And it's not only us. It's thousands of people in our society today that are sitting in the same place that we are. And you know, it happens. And how are we going to help prevent it to happen? And I think that we're just trying to do our small part in preventing it from happening to someone else, because, you know, we love our kids dearly and we love our families and coworkers and everybody else. And, you know, it's just something that I think that the more we can get out there and the more awareness we can talk about it and be more open, I think them numbers will go down. And I, you know, hopefully we're helping other people.
Pat, before I let you guys go, I will give you the microphone. I want you to go over all the details and, again, talk about the banquet and what the night all entails and how you can go about getting a ticket for it.
Yeah, so, you know, you already said, but you can go on the cjsmulin.org and get a banquet ticket. If you don't get one, come to the door. We're not going to turn you away. Come to the door. We'll get you in. We'll make sure Sam cooks plenty of food. And the camp, we're excited about the camp. We're about 145 kids this year.
That's a good number.
So that's a pretty good number. It's about the same number we've had the last few years. Excited about that. You know, if you've forgot registration or you really want in, you know, please get a hold of me. We'll figure something out. I'm not going to turn you away. You know, it's a good camp. So get a hold of us and we'll try to do what we can to get you into the camp. And, you know, like I said, we have some really good speakers. We have great coaches. I mean, our coaches, I think at the end of the day for a four-hour baseball camp, you're not going to get better instruction. I mean, we have the head coach of Carbon High School, his assistant coach there. We have the head coach of Emory High School. And we have 20 coaches that all played high school ball, and most of us, most of them played, you know, junior college baseball. So you're going to get some great coaching. We have Landon Wareham that's going to lead the camp again. You know, he played 4 years at Mesa. He had the opportunity to play in the minor leagues, and he has a great hitting philosophy, and he's a great guy. So we're excited about it.
Well, guys, I always appreciate you taking out the time to come in and talk about this event. It's definitely an important one. And once again, Pat and Zach, thank you guys so much. It's always a pleasure to have you in.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for supporting us.
Great to get both Pat and Zach here on the show today to talk about the upcoming banquet coming up on January 25th. We've got to pause for just a moment. We do have more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. When we return, we're going to flip talk college football. We had an exciting Orange Bowl last night. We'll see if the Cotton Bowl can live up to it. We're going to be joined by Antoine Staley, our college football analyst, at straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports.